I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Everybody, great to have you back, Dirtbags, with us for another week. Nolan and I got a lot to talk about. Obviously, last night, the 93rd All-Star Game, the draft, home run derby. Got a couple highlights that we missed last week or whatever and that we definitely want to give shout-outs to as well during the episode. So lots to talk about, lots of fun things, lots of exciting things. Lots of curiosity things probably and stuff like that still to be debatable with the trade deadline coming up. So all kinds of stuff to talk about for sure for you, Dirtbags. And hey, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So wherever you are around the world listening to us, we appreciate it. To all the Armed Forces Network out there that are listening to us, we hope you enjoyed this last week, able to take some time away from what you do to allow us to be able to do what we do every week and every day for that matter. And hopefully you're able to enjoy a few of those moments over the last few days of the All-Star break and the Midsummer Classic. Great time of the year. So before we get going with this episode, as always, we do want to give our shout out to the team over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com. Check them out. It's a hitting training device. If you already know about it, you know the value of it. If it's new to you, you haven't heard about it, amazing little tool. Makes a huge difference in your hitting program. Easy to use, but find out more information right over at Rip Grip Pro. Trust Sullivan and his team over there do a great job. So strongly encourage it, strongly promote it, and we're happy to have them a part of the show with us. So, and of course, always the Rope Trainer, our go-to throwing training aid for not just for pitchers, but players in general. And Nolan and I are big, strong believers that it should be in every bag, just like your helmet, your batting gloves, your spikes. It's a product training aid that just should be in your bag because you can use it individually. You don't need a coach to help you. Instant feedback. The value to it is immense, and it just needs to be a part of your throwing program. So you can find out more about it over on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You want to find out more details, DM myself at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll make it make sense on why you should have it. So, Dirtbags, settle in, get that favorite drink, sit in that favorite chair, however you enjoy listening to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get after it, and we're going to get dirty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to get started?
Yeah, so something that we forgot to mention a couple weeks ago. I don't know why the heck this slipped our mind, but Domingo Germán, obviously throwing the 24th perfect game in MLB history. Completely just forgot to talk about it in last week's episode. One of our listeners brought that to our attention. We both looked back and we're like, wow, I don't know how we both forgot that one. Obviously, he threw the perfect game against the Oakland Athletics, so I got to give a credit to him. And then obviously from this past week on Sunday, or when the heck was it? Friday? The Detroit Tigers end up no-hitting the Toronto Blue Jays. So, I mean, I got to give credit to both of those. Detroit Tigers obviously was a combination no-hitter. Matt Manning started the game, and then obviously the bullpen closed it out, finished off the no-hitter. You're looking at that though, man. I think that that one's... Don't get me wrong. Obviously, the Domingo Germán is very impressive in its own right because that's a perfect game. It was against the Oakland Athletics. But you're looking at it, and Detroit Tigers, obviously, against the Toronto Blue Jays, you're looking at the Blue Jays offense. Although it hasn't been quite as potent as I think a lot of people thought it would be this year, you still got to give credit to Detroit, man, like, because that's a team that had three All-Stars in it. And a lot of guys that were in all-star consideration. You're looking at it, you get Whit Merrifield, you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you had the hit leader in Bo Bichette, Dalton Varsho, obviously. Like, you go up and down that lineup. Like, it's a good lineup, man. So for the Tigers to go out there and no-hit them, good for them.
Yeah, we've talked about them both, right? Much-needed win in general for the Yankees or whatever and that, but for Domingo Germán, absolutely. Quick shout-out to him. You know the potential's there, but so far in his, young, I guess, MLB career or whatever and that, he's been at both ends of the spectrum. Pretty good outing, followed by a tough, you don't know what you're going to get outing. Put it all together against the Oakland Athletics, walk away with a perfect game, man. Hats off, brother. That's impressive. I don't care what level you are, who you're playing. That's impressive. So Matt Manning, obviously, great story. Potential stud in that rotation for the Tigers a couple years ago, went down with some arm injuries like Scooble and a couple of other guys with that Tigers rotation. So he's looked good since he's back. Hopefully it carries on. Hopefully it continues because that's a guy you need in the rotation. And then, yeah, I mean, the back end of the bullpen, just cleaning it up and taking care of business against, like you said, against a team that's right there in contention for playoffs at the end of the year. And so hats off. good for you, Detroit Tigers, walking into the break. A little bit of excitement, a little bit of something to get excited about in the second half. So good for them.
Now let's jump in. A couple injuries, obviously, from the All-Star game and the home run derby. Luis Robert, right calf tightness. Day-to-day for right now, shouldn't be anything too major, but he ended up having to sit out the All-Star game, obviously. Jordan Romano left the All-Star game due to lower back tightness. Same thing, seen as day-to-day, nothing really too serious, but both of those guys are supposed to have undergone an MRI at some point during today's day off. So, I mean, they're going to be obviously under the monitor, but it doesn't sound like there's anything to really worry about on either end of those spectrums. So jumping into the actual All-Star game stuff, I mean, you got to give credit to Elias Diaz, wins obviously the All-Star game MVP, hits the home run in the eighth inning, the go-ahead two-run home run. I mean, gives a very emotional speech after the game and everything like that, saying all the sacrifices mom paid for him. And obviously his mother was in attendance during the All-Star game, celebrating with her son. I mean, the All-Star game, that's what it's all about, is you get obviously one guy from each team, but you love seeing those guys that not everybody knows about getting to shine on the biggest moments. Elias Diaz, man, he's having a fantastic year down in Colorado. Obviously, he's their best player this season. He's a guy that potentially could be a potential trade candidate. Right now, it just seems like Colorado wants to hold on to him as long as they can. I think he's still under contract for another couple of years. And he's a guy that's hitting what I think last I saw, he was over 300 average still, right around that 10 bombs, primarily playing DH and catcher. So, I mean, that's a great story that you love to hear.
No question about it. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a much needed story for the Colorado Rockies. Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, you know, as a catcher yourself, Nolan, how important it is that you can't give that guy up. Right now, you got to see who he really is. I realize he's an older all-star. He's an older player right now, early in his MLB career type of thing. If I'm Colorado, I'm not giving him up unless you're blowing me out of the water with something that. And I don't know if anybody's going to blow you out of the water for a trade on him and stuff. But absolutely, you got to build a team around him. You got to at least explore building a team around a catcher, right? And that's it. But back to your all-star thing. Absolutely. It's exciting. You never know who's going to get to be the MVP. It's a great story. Exciting. Obviously, super exciting. I mean, eighth inning, two-run shot to take the lead over and off of Felix Bautista. That's, you know, the last 2 years, one of the best relievers in the game, right?
Yeah, hands down. No, he's been a fantastic revolution for the Baltimore Orioles. You're looking at it. I mean, obviously nicknamed the Mountain, and with perfectly good reason. The guy's like 6'8". I guess they have him on the Baltimore Orioles site, but I mean, he looks a heck of a lot taller than 6'8". And yeah, he's just an imposing threat. Obviously, 100-mile-an-hour arm and everything like that. Didn't end up finishing his inning. He ended up getting pulled after 2/3 of an inning. But still, yeah, I mean, you're looking at it. Diaz got every inch of that baseball. Like, he squared that thing up and it just went. And the funny thing was, it wasn't even like it was an optimal optimal home run swing by any means. It went 360 and only left his bat at, I think, 93.3 miles per hour, which is considerably slower than most home runs. I think the average this year is still right around 105 miles an hour for exit velo on a home run. So you're thinking about it and you're like, man, that must have just been a wall scraper. But the second he hit it, everybody in the stadium knew it was gone.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, I know we want to get talking about, you know, the draft and some other, the home run derby and stuff like that. We'll get there in the second segment and stuff. But, you know, like, again, I'm over here in France. I've been able to watch a few of the highlights, but I wasn't able to watch anything live or whatever. So I'm trying to collect through the day anything that I can on videos or whatever. And I mean, you were able to see everything live or whatever. So I want to get your thoughts and stuff. You know, the Adolis Garcia, the Randy Arozarena, back-to-back incredible catches. You know, what was, you're expecting one great catch or whatever in that, but hardly back-to-back. You know, what was the excitement like with that?
Nah, see, so like when you look at the replay and everything like that, and sitting in my shoes, like, I'm not an outfielder, so it's not like I can really speak for that in that circumstance. I guess it was tough to see at that particular point in time. Obviously, with the shadows just kind of creeping in front of home plate, Luis, or sorry, not Luis Robert, Ronald Acuna gets into one of the first pitches of the game, at least it was first at bat of the game, right? Absolutely crushed the ball to opposite field. But it was one that you're looking at it, and Adolis Garcia didn't need to jump at all. All he needed to do was find the fence, and he could have camped underneath it. Now, Randy Arozarena's obviously, he needed to jump up and catch Freddie Freeman from being a home run. But yeah, back-to-back plays. Obviously, those two grew up together in the St. Louis organization. Best friends, the whole nine yards, right? So Adolis Garcia, he's Randy Arozarena's god... Randy Arozarena's daughter's godfather. And, like, I mean, that's a cool story all on its own. But obviously, you're looking at it, and you're like, okay, well, that Adolis Garcia, all he had to do was track it and actually find the fence. Then he could have caught it clean without having to jump up. But still, it looks excellent. It's a great way to start out the All-Star game and everything like that, especially since, man, like, the MLB All-Star game, like we say, it's a heck of a lot different than any other All-Star game because, like, you actually see people playing defense. You actually get to see pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour and just striking guys out and everything like that. Like, it's not like the pitchers are just serving up 70-mile-an-hour meatballs down the middle of the plate so these guys can tee off like it is a home run derby. Like, they're still trying to make their pitch. They're still trying to get people out. Defensively, you're still trying to make everything possible so you can win the game, even though the game has no ramifications anymore. But still, man, like, that's why the MLB All-Star game, to me, at the end of the day, it's got to be the best one out there.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a lot of times, and you're right on. I mean, because there's no hiding in baseball. Like, you can't. If you hide, people would leave the stands. It'd be that simple. It's just, it's a different game. The mentality of it, we all know it, Dirtbags. We know it. It's just a different game that you have to play. There's nowhere to hide, whether you're on the mound, at the dish, on the defense, it doesn't matter. So we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here and carry right on, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before you get going with either the draft talk or the derby talk, Nolan, Seattle comes to life. The fan appreciation, whatever you want to call it, for Mr. Shohei Ohtani. What inning, what time of the game was it? What was it like? Was it as good as I've heard? Was it kind of as interesting as I heard? What was Shohei's reaction when he heard it?
First at bat that Shohei came up, man, right off the bat, first inning, right? And you just hear, come to Seattle, with the claps and everything like that. The fans were going rowdy, man. And, like, no, like, logistically, like, it's a move that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, yeah. Seattle has a great Japanese and American fan base. And, like, you're looking at it, obviously, they've had success with prior Japanese players coming over to Seattle and having successful careers. Obviously, you think of Ichiro Suzuki, who had definitely the best career out of any Japanese-born player to date throughout a major league career. And so you're like, yeah, okay, like this one makes perfect sense. And why the heck wouldn't you want to be screaming that? Like Shohei Ohtani, obviously, is going to be the biggest free agent out there this year. No one knows what type of money he's going to get because it's going to break record. But you're just like, that's the whole point of the All-Star game, man, is to put this city on display, make as much noise as possible, right? Get him as excited as possible. He comes back and he's like, yeah, I never heard anything like that. And you're like, well, I guess what he means to say is he's never heard anything like that in America. Because yeah. you gotta think about it this way too. Like the World Baseball Classic, there was games that were played over in Japan. And obviously he was hearing the fans going absolutely insane over there too, whenever he would come up and everything like that. And so, I mean, he has heard it, but he's never heard it in America for recruitment pitch and everything like that. And it was funny. They were talking to Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts during the first inning and second inning. And Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, they both said, yeah, we can't legally get into that because that would be tampering. So, yeah, they were like, yeah, we can't talk about it. But obviously, everybody would love to have Shohei Ohtani on their team for next year if they could, or potentially after the trade deadline, depending on what the Angels obviously do. But you're just like, man, this is exactly what it's all about. This is what the fans should be doing, is trying to pitch it to this guy who's the biggest star in the game right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about the last several weeks, right? And we made the call, you and me, that back at the 1st of July, our June episode, you know what? Managing's got to do it. Like, yeah, I said it 3 weeks ago now or whatever and that. So, Artie Moreno, whether you do it now or you spend the season with him and you lose him in the offseason, your fan base is going to be mad.
Yeah.
But like we said, right, the bottom line is if the trade offers aren't good enough, keep them and lose them and get nothing. Whatever. That's your choice. But you have got to explore it. I hope this week he was with every single general manager and as serious conversations that you could have. I'm talking about Manasian, obviously, or whatever and that. Because you got to make that trade within the next week. Because every day that you wait from here to the trade deadline, that team's giving up less and less and less.
Yeah, I think no matter what, as a trade proposal, you have to start out with a compensatory first round pick or a compensatory second round pick. Depending, because obviously Shohei Ohtani, if they let him walk to free agency, that's what they're going to get back. That's a similar package as what the Cardinals gave up when they got Paul Goldschmidt, obviously back in 2019 prior to that season, was the Cardinals gave up a compensatory second-round pick on top of the players that they gave up because they knew, okay, well, he's going to walk as a free agent, so we have to include this in there just so then that way, okay, they get their qualifying offer on top of a couple of good players. Which I think is something that every team would gladly do. Like, I'm not going to take a risk at a draft pick over a guy that I know for a fact is a generational talent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's just a no-brainer. And if I'm the Angels, you got to do it. I mean, you're looking at a team that has nothing in the farm system. You went out there, you made the moves that you needed to do early in June because you were still playing great baseball and you had everybody healthy. You lost Trout, Shohei gets the blister, You're losing games. You're back to 500. Now you're fighting an uphill battle against the Astros and the Rangers. And then, of course, everybody else in the wildcard race. You've got the Moose. You've got Urshela. You've got Rendon. You've got old guys that are just not going to do anything. No disrespect. They're just not on that side of their career. You have got to roll him out there. You need first baseman. You need second baseman. You need pitchers. You got to put it on the table, because right now to just keep him and let him walk for a pick, to me, that's insanity. That's inexcusable. So, you know, whether you look at the Cincinnati Reds, good farm system still or whatever, and that moved up their young guys, they're not going to keep him. They're not in the negotiation for Shohei for a long-term contract. Rental, hey, this is your chance. Go ahead and win it. Dave Dombrowski, as we know, he'd be willing to do whatever he could for him, because that's his style, right? Bring him into those teams, Philly or whatever, and that, now all of a sudden you just tighten the bolts and tighten that race real quick with the Atlanta Braves. Right now the Braves are the best. There's no question. Dodgers obviously are not only a rental team, but a long-term fit as well. And they've got the pieces. They've got the farm system to do that. Yankees, I don't know if they are or whatever and that. And the Judge factor also scares me or whatever and that. That guy's just got to get healthy or he's just not on the field, right? And so, but you've got to do it. So we've been talking about, obviously it's going to be an interesting, every day is going to be interesting if they can move him or not before the trade deadline. So who knows, but let's go ahead. One thing I want to bring up real quick with the Derby that impressed me, it might have been my most fun. Obviously Julio Rodriguez, 41 in the first round. That's incomprehensible to hit that many home runs. I don't even know how he came out for the second round, let alone swung it.
Well, the first round is where he got injured during it. Yeah. So, that's something you got to take into account. But either way, no, the show that he put on during the first round, that in and of itself was just absolutely remarkable. And then, obviously, Vladdy versus Mookie Betts in the first round. Mookie Betts doesn't take the timeout. So, going 3 minutes straight of swinging, I got to give him credit for that even. I get he only hit 11 home runs. Mookie Betts isn't necessarily the big home run hitter you'd expect in a home run derby, but at the same time, he's got 26 bombs on the year. So it's not like he's a slouch, him. Right? But still, yeah, going 3 minutes straight of you swinging a bat, that is very freaking impressive. And I got to give a lot of credit to that.
Yeah. One of my big highlights was awesome was Adley Rutschman. I loved it. Teams up with his dad. He's not the first one. He won't be the last one to team up with his dad. I guess I had heard where him and his dad got together in Yankee Stadium the week before or whatever when they were playing the Yankees and just got in sync and got in rhythm and got it all worked out or whatever and that. But to go lefty and then go righty in the extra time, and what was it, 7 out of 8 or something like that he hit out?
Yeah, 7 out of 8.
Dude, that's impressive. That's impressive, man. Good for you, young kid. That was fun to watch. Little switch hitting. Obviously, what is he? South of Oregon or Portland area kid. So in the neighborhood. Great story of talking about seeing, Mariners games as a kid growing up, and now all of a sudden he's in the All-Star game in Seattle. But that was just fun to be able to watch that too. A little switch hit action and right off the first pitch, man, from the right side. Boom. And all of a sudden, second pitch, boom. Dude, 7 out of 8 in 30 seconds. There was just a lot to be impressed with that home run derby for sure.
Yeah, for sure. No, it was one that you love to see. But at the same time, though, I'm not overly huge on the new format for the home run derby. And the reason that I say that is because majority of the home runs that were hit, you didn't even get to see them. Now, I don't know what the best option is to fix it. If you could go back to the old home run derby style. I was always a fan of that, the 10 outs. Obviously, I think the best way to do it would be the 10 outs, and then you kind of restrict the amount of pitches that a hitter can take during the 10 outs. But at the same time, it's like, okay, if you guys are going to have it like this new format, you guys got to change the camera angles so there are a heck of a lot more opportunities for you to actually get to see the balls travel over the fence. And another thing, I mean, I know you're going to bring it up, Kirk, but I want to bring it up right now. Get the kids out of the outfield, man. Vladimir Guerrero hit a ball 115 miles an hour and smoked a kid in the head. Like, the ball went 30 feet. The glasses went 15 feet. The kid dropped. And, like, they didn't even pause it or anything like that, obviously, because it was happening during the event. But you're just sitting there and you're like, my goodness, man, this kid needs medical attention. Like, he just got absolutely crushed by a line drive right off of the head.
I cannot believe MLB insurance allows it. I really can't. We've said it every year. There's been years where I haven't been in France and I've been home with you and Braden watching it live. And it's just, it's craziness. You can't be having these kids out there running around in the field and these guys are trying to hit bombs. So, you know, they're going full throttle, man. There's no lazy swings. And I'm surprised that's the first time that it's happened that I can remember. Maybe it's happened before. I don't know, but that I can remember it. And yeah, I'm like, how is this happening? How are you letting the kids on the field? I get the fun, the enjoyment, and being out there. I get all that. But my God, the risk is just, for me, it's just way too high. And there's prime example. What did you say? 115 plus off the bat.
Yeah.
You're right how that kid was still alive taking a ball that fast. I bet you he was probably more sore the next day and probably today even than he was back then. Like when it initially happened, he was probably just shocked and stunned when it initially happened. I bet you today he's hurting like a big dog. So anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions and some of them are on the draft. So be right back.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's Single,
and a Frosty for
Frosty
me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So right off the hop, Nolan, right off the hop, did Pittsburgh get it right with the number one overall pick in Pulse Games?
Yeah, in my opinion. No, so, I mean, it's the same reasons as kind of what we talked about there last week prior to the draft. I was a big believer that Pittsburgh was going to take Paul Skeens. Obviously, he's a generational talent. MLB.com came out with a recent poll basically saying, like, who the top 10 pitchers were of, like, the entire draft history in terms of prep kids and everything like that and college kids. And so, like, Skeens ends up coming in at number two just behind Strasburg. Obviously, Strasburg was the only guy during his generation touching 100 with consistency, and I think he had, what, 16.5 K per nine or something like that in his final year prior to being drafted. So you're like, yeah, that in and of itself is remarkable. Skeens obviously came in close second, but still, though, I mean, you're looking at it, and you look at Pittsburgh's kind of MO as to what they've done with the number one overall draft pick and even drafting pitchers early in the draft, right? They're taking those big, tall power pitchers. And I mean, last week, my comp for him was obviously Gerrit Cole. So you're thinking about it and you're like, man, like he's just to me, I mean, obviously he was a can't miss prospect to any team out there and any team would have been fortunate enough to get him. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, you can't turn down the opportunity to draft a pitcher like that. Now, whether his arm falls off before he ever reaches the major leagues, obviously that's a risk that every team out there takes. But still, man, this kid, he was a no-brainer to me at number one overall. And I got to give credit where credit's due. Pittsburgh didn't outthink the pick. I saw the final MLB.com mock drafts and stuff like that, and they had Langford going number one overall, possibly. The outfielder from Florida who ended up falling to number four overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got it right as well. You hit the nail on the head, right? We figured the way their young guys are and some of their veteran players or whatever on the position side of things, they needed that. They needed that big generational ace that just happened to come at the right time when they were picking it again. And it's just like a Cole all over again and stuff like that for them. Gerrit Cole and everything about that guy just, I don't know, looks success for me. Looks like he walks in well-spoken, mature, pounds the strike zone with all his pitches. Obviously, the changeup's a little bit low, as it usually is coming out of college or whatever, and that if he gets that into the mix and everything else, that's impressive. You know, I saw some articles talking, inquiring with the major league players and getting their opinions on it. And they're like, dude, you can throw 100-plus consistently? Yeah, you can play at every level already. Now, obviously, you know, Pittsburgh's going to do what you see most first rounders, high pitchers in the draft every year. They've changed it, right? They're not going right into summer league baseball or whatever and that. Sometimes they do, but it might be for 10 to 20 innings in total, more or less just for them to see them live in their own organization instead of the college or the JUCO or the, you know, South America or wherever they are from. But I guarantee he gets shut down again or whatever and that, rested up, and he'll go to the fall instructional league. So great job, Ben Cherington. Great job, Pittsburgh Pirates. Drive on. Drive on. Next question, Nolan. Who goes off the board first in the trade deadline? Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani, Marcus Stroman.
I'm still going to go to bat for Marcus Stroman, but a name to keep an eye on, in my opinion, isn't even a name that you mentioned out of those three. I'm going to say Josh Hader. Josh Hader might be the first one, depending on how San Diego does. I get San Diego's all in, but you're looking at it. Josh Hader and Juan Soto are in the exact same boat in the fact that they're both going to be free agents at the end of the year. San Diego can't possibly have another $100 million to spend between those two guys, considering the amount of contracts that they already have for guys that are over the $100 million range. And obviously you're looking at it, you still have Machado, you still have Xander Bogaerts, you still have Fernando Tatis. Joe Musgrove's obviously under contract over $100 million, right? So that's what I'm saying. I think it could be one of those San Diego boys, depending on how well they do. Chicago, in my opinion, Stroman makes a lot of sense, though. Obviously, I've said it for about a month and a half now that I still think he ends up in Arizona. That's a move that makes a lot of sense to me, especially with the possibility of him becoming a free agent at the year end.
There you have it. There you have it. Okay, good stuff. What team ends up starting the trade deadline? What team? Who do you think? Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. In terms of becoming a buyer, obviously you look at Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski's history, he's a guy that loves to go all in, right? Milwaukee, obviously, is a team perennially that loves to become sellers. I'm just talking in terms of like teams that are in contention right now, in my opinion. I think it's Philadelphia. Obviously, you're hearing a lot of waves. Philadelphia's been linked to, obviously, both Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado now. Nolan Arenado is more just a recent thing, but just because of the speculation and stuff like that, the Nolan Arenado kind of said over the All-Star break week, he just pretty much said, yeah, like, hey, I get it. Right now, the team's not good. I've been traded before. I know the way the business works, yada, yada, yada. And of course, Phillies fans, they immediately hop on it, right? So it's like, okay, Dave Dombrowski's a guy that when he wants to make a move, he's aggressive and just makes the move. And obviously, Philly's got a couple of big-time pitching prospects, and they got some good younger players up there like an Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm could very easily be a player traded away from them and replaced with an upgrade at third base.
Okay. All right. Talked about them earlier or whatever and that, but it came in. Should Cincinnati go all in at the trade deadline?
So last week I kind of talked about it, right? And I kind of said you got to trade smart if you're Cincinnati. Obviously, they're a team with a lot of young guys that have recently come up, and they've obviously cleared a lot of their older veteran guys to make room for these kids. I mean, you're looking at it. They got three of the top rookie of the years in the National League. Right now, out of the top five, I'm saying you got Ellie De La Cruz, you got Spencer Steer, and you got Matt McClain, right? So you're looking at it, those three guys, you got to assume none of them are available. Bunch of young pitchers and stuff like that. But if I'm Cincy, I'm not holding back, man. Joey Votto, this might be his last crack at the playoffs and everything. So it's a move that makes a lot of sense to me in the fact that why hold back? You've had this generational talent, like I'm saying, Joey Votto, for his entire career and everything like that. Nothing's ever come of it. Now, obviously, you got a second generational talent in Ellie De La Cruz, and you have good young pieces around him as well that are producing at such a elite level that obviously you're looking at the recent success that they've had since he got called up. So, I mean, it's a move to me that if they can go out and they can package a couple of their younger players, like I'm not saying the guys that have reached the major leagues yet. I'm saying a couple of their younger shortstops who are still within the top, I think, 30 for overall MLB prospects and stuff like that, knowing that you have the shortstop position covered for the future, like a Noel V. Marte, the kid that they got last year off of Seattle in exchange for Luis Castillo. He's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me. If you're going to package someone like him and get a frontline starter, it's a move that they got to go all in for.
Okay. Back to LSU. How big of exposure do they get with Skeens and Cruz becoming the first two teammates to go 1-2?
Oh, that's an immense thing for him, and especially since you're looking at it, right? I saw an article there posted last week about LSU obviously bringing in a new AD, and within 3 years, they've won two national championships, one in baseball and one in, I can't remember what the other sport was, women's sport of some sort. I can't remember. I think it was women's college basketball, if I'm not mistaken. But you're looking at it, though, and you're like, man, LSU, at the end of the day, that's now become a school that, well, I shouldn't say now. Obviously, it's been a school that people have wanted to attend. But now it's a school that even more upper-level baseball high school kids want to go to and attend there because of the recent success that they've had. And obviously, the production that they've had producing high-end talent and guys getting drafted. you're looking at it, man. First ever teammates to go 1-2. Why the heck wouldn't you want to do that? Another team, though, I mean, I got to give credit to Wake Forest. Wake Forest had six guys drafted. Wake Forest came into the dance, right, as the number one seed. You're like, man, that's a school that not a lot of people had heard of, especially outside of America, for being a big-time powerhouse baseball school. They go in as the number one seed into the big song and dance, and, I mean, obviously they didn't get the job done, but still, you got to give credit to them because six guys drafted out of university is not an easy task.
No. But they're becoming a pitching powerhouse. Their lab is well known, well respected, and it's one of the leading ones in the country. There's no ifs, ands, or buts over the last couple of years. So, St. Louis Cardinals question, Nolan. Happy with the number one pick?
See, the number one overall pick right now, it's way too early. And it's St. Louis. I can't be content with that. You got to do one thing or the other if you're St. Louis. In my opinion, I'm still of the belief that we're going to trade one of our second basemen, go out there and get, hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Now, I don't know how possible it is, but Logan Gilbert, for some reason, his name hasn't been taken out of trade rumors. They said George Kirby has been taken off of the trade rumors, but I'm still hoping for something like that. And St. Louis, I mean, if they do end up with a top five pick, I'll be very surprised, but at the same time, I can understand with the just absolutely abomination of a season that they've had. As long as Ollie Marmol's fired at the end of the day, I don't care.
There you have it. There you have it. So I want to give a quick shout out because Nolan always gives the final thought or whatever and that, but I definitely need to give a shout out. Since all you know, I'm over here working in France, baseball and training and development, and huge shout out to the first French-born player to be drafted, Mathias Lacombe. Toulouse, France is where he's from. Coached against him last year. Tremendous kid. Played ball at Cochise Junior College. Chicago White Sox drafted him 359th overall, 12th round. $450,000 for the young man. Fantastic kid. For me, he reminds me a lot of a Dylan Cease. And I can see why the White Sox had their eyes on him. One, great junior college program. Obviously, the division is a powerhouse, one of the best in the country. Good kid. Lengthy, not massive, not overpowering. Explodes out of his hands. A lot of Dylan Cease-like qualities out of him. So if you're any White Sox fans out there, dirtbags out there listening, you got an interesting pick and a good kid. Hopefully he pans out and hopefully he works well for the White Sox down the road. But that was definitely a shout out that I needed to do because it's exciting. We talk about the international game of baseball since the World Baseball Classic, Nolan, and here's another example, right? And so it's just exciting to see what baseball is becoming worldwide and growing. But it also just goes to show you, never let somebody tell you you can't do it. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have the attitude, the commitment, and the effort necessary to become the best you possible. It's that simple. So, Dirtbags, thank you for sending in your curtain call questions as always. Doesn't matter where you're from. Send them in to us, DM us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We love answering them. If it's not something we can get to on the show or we know that it can't be, it needs to be personally done, we do it personally. Doesn't matter, training, whatever it is. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Dirtbags. Nolan, give them your final thought.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Sean Casey, obviously a player, 12-year Major League career. Hit over 300 for his career with a final batting average of 302. Obviously, on Sunday, Dylan Lawson was fired as the Yankees hitting coach. Sean Casey, I mean, he's a guy that's well-respected amongst the community. Obviously, a guy that's done a lot within the MLB and obviously working for the MLB Network for the last, probably decade, give or take. And he's just a guy that I think a lot of those players will gravitate towards, especially like a guy like that, right? So you hit over 300 for your career. You have 12 years under your belt. Like, you don't really get to those numbers too often. And then for him to come in there and be a guy that's going to lead your hitting for the second half of the season, I think that that's a great move, especially since the Yankees needed to change around their fortunes. Like, because they've been absolutely just god-awful since basically Aaron Judge got injured offensively.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, class guy, super. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, just a career of a hitter, just a hitting guy. It was almost like a Rod Carew of your generation, Nolan, even though you were super young still when he was playing. But just that guy that could just go ahead and understood hitting, understood who he was as a player, and was able to stay in that. But just to listen to him talk as a broadcaster afterwards or whatever, and that, again, one of those just very mature, very professional. And what we mean by that is understood the value of routine, what it truly meant, never to get too high, never to get too low day to day. It's a game of baseball, and you take it with it as you get it. Aaron Boone, you got to do it this year. It's got to be his final year if he doesn't get it done. So you got nothing to lose. You got to make the move when you got to make the move. So good for them. Hopefully it works out. Because like you said, you just got to get it going in the right half, right out of the gate in the second half, or you're done. You're done. It's that simple. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Check out our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, for the rope trainer, apparel, whatever you need. We got it for you. Hey, Be sure to follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us, please, on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.